What about Washington, D.C., Francis? Mm-hmm. This is a big question.
Sure.
And you've got both sides of the aisle that are concerned about big tech and Facebook in particular, and yet they disagree about what the problem is, never mind what the solution is.
Yeah. One of the things I've been trying to do is kind of shift the conversation, because Facebook knows that as long as we think the argument is about censorship, you know, is it too much censorship? Is it not enough censorship? As long as we focus on that as the conflict, we will never resolve it. But what Facebook knows is that there's lots of solutions that don't involve content, right? They involve the dynamics of the algorithm. They involve product choices. Like, should you have a multi-picker that lets you spam out to 10 groups at the same time the same piece of content? Facebook knows they have all these solutions that aren't about content. And as long as we're arguing about censorship, we're not going to hold them accountable on these other things. And so the main thing that I think there's a point of common ground is, you know, people on the left, on the right, believe that people have the right to make informed choices, right? That you only really can consent or, like, voluntarily choose to do something if you have enough information to make that choice. And so I've been pushing for what I call, like, nutrition labels. Hmm. So, like, you know, the government doesn't tell us what to put in our mouths, but it does say, hey, if you claim this is in your food, it needs to be in your food. And you need to list how much trans fats is in it. And if you'll notice, the government never banned trans fats. But as soon as consumers had that information, it disappeared from all of our products. We don't have a nutritional label for TikTok. We don't have a nutritional label for Facebook. But the public has a right to have real data, not Facebook artistic data, but, like, real data on how these platforms work so they can make choices.